Empowerment Journey Podcast. This is your host, Dr. Jennifer Jones Bryant. So today's guests are the amazing, amazing contributing authors to the book, Women of Virtue, Walking in Excellence. These are inspirational stories of women who talk about their character, wisdom, courage, and strength. And this is volume two. I was a part of volume one, and now I have the pleasure of being a part of volume two. But today's focus is on the other contributing authors, and I wanted to spend a little moment just sharing with you some background. This year, 2020, marks the 100th anniversary of the passage of the 19th Amendment, guaranteeing and protecting women's constitutional rights to vote. These women started a movement that paved the way for other women to become heroes and share their courageous stories. The women who have paved the way for this celebration were women of character, wisdom, courage, and strength. This movement led to more notification for all women and brought us to a place which has resulted in the nomination of the first woman vice president of the United States of America. Being a virtuous woman is not about being perfect, but rather it's about living a life full of purpose and walking in pursuit of change. Women of Virtue, Walking in Excellence, inspirational stories of character, wisdom, courage, strength, volume two celebrates the diversity of women who demonstrate excellence in different areas of their life. As wives, mothers, single women, grandmothers, leaders, entrepreneurs, career women, inspirational speakers, ministers, transformational coaches, mentors, volunteers, educators, and so much more. The inspirational stories in this anthology would transform your life, leaving you inspired to walk in ways of a virtuous woman, make an impact on society, and to demonstrate excellence through character, wisdom, courage, and strength. So, saying all of that, I am thrilled to start off with our first contributing author. All of them could not make it today, but we are going to go with what we have and who we have, and I'm sure it will certainly make an impact to our listening audience. So, Sheila Gibson.
Hello, yes.
Hey, so great to have you today. Definitely introduce yourself and to provide us a high-level overview about your chapter. What's your chapter title and provide us a high-level overview?
Yes, hi, I'm Sheila Gibson, and I am a contributor, co-author to the book, and my title is Destiny, No Matter the Cost.
Okay. And so what was that about? Like, just provide us a high-level overview of the chapter.
So thank you for having me. Mine is giving homage to women of color. I'm giving a little bit of kudos to my grandmother, my mother, and women who have paved the way for us to be where we are today. And also, I talk about a little bit things that happened to me in my life, some funny things, and something that was almost tragic, and just sharing a little bit about that.
Okay, awesome. So Kenyatta Powers Rucker, share a little bit about your story.
Wonderful, yes. My name is Kenyatta Powers. I am currently a single mother, just recently married. I've been working in state government for over 20 years. And currently is the CIO for the Department of Human Services. I am a huge advocate for representing the underrepresented youth and women in STEM. Attend, speak at different conferences, and be a mentor to our young women into the STEM industry. And that leads into part of my book, the chapter, and which is called Pushed Into My Purpose, and realizing some of the strengths of the struggles that I have been through even becoming towards a CIO and some of those struggles and how it related to what you thought that your struggles were going to hinder you, but your struggles would make you better. So I went through a lot. I didn't just get through them. I didn't go around them. I didn't go above them. I had to go through, and it made me a better person and be able to understand what those struggles were.
Thank you. Thank you. So Charlene Harrod, oh mama. Now, I know I saw you last week gracing the stage. You were in the, what was the DMV pageant?
Yes, the Miss Full Figure DMV pageant.
Congratulations. Congratulations for that. I watched it a little bit. So tell the listening audience about you, who you are, and about your chapter, chapter title, as well as a little bit about your chapter.
Thank you for inviting me on your platform. My name is Charlene Harrod Awamana, and I have been a nurse for over 18 years and a healthcare provider for over 34 years. So the name of my chapter is called The Open Wounds Do Heal. I am a second-time contributing author to Women of Virtual 2, Walking in Excellence, was that the World Health Organization declared 2020 as the year of the nurse and midwife. So being one of the nurses on the front line, I decided to do my chapter pretty much about the pandemic. So it goes from discrimination to death, racism, and about people praying less and how we can encourage people to pray a little more and think about the things that's going on in our community so that we can change the trajectory for our kids who are our future. And talking about law enforcement was one of the biggest goals that I had on my plate. So within my chapter, I talk about law enforcement, and I also gave some scriptures that law enforcement can say before they go out in the community to do work. And a part of that chapter is called Love and Blues. Yes, L-O-V-E and B-L-U-E-S. It's a lot of scriptures there so that law enforcement can also enjoy reading this chapter and know that they are a part of Women of Virtual Walking in Excellence.
Awesome. Thank you for that. All right, Michelle Bowden-Hammond.
Well, good afternoon. Thank you, Jennifer, for having me on the platform today. As for me as well, this is not my first rodeo with Women of Virtue. I'm an author. I'm a speaker. I'm also a podcast host. But my name in my chapter is called Outstretched Arms of Strength. And it goes through a series of me talking about the ups and downs that I've had, but I never lost my strength. I had an Aaron holding these arms up of strength through all the obstacles.
Awesome, awesome. That's amazing. I thank each of you for providing that high-level overview of who you are, as well as your chapter title and an overview of the chapter. So what we're going to do, we're going to head off to break, but when we come back from the break, I want each of them to share with me a little bit of what lessons did they learn about themselves while writing this book. We'll be right back after the break.
Hey, everybody, it's Alondra Brooks, your host at I Am Becoming Podcast Radio. I Am Becoming is what I would call inspirational gumbo. We will talk about becoming from motivational perspective. This platform will be an information highway for nuggets from the hair industry business to business in general, motivation. You can catch us every Sunday at 3 p.m. Come out and become with me. I cannot wait to hear from you.
Hi, this is Jennifer Bryant, life coach, career coach, consultant, speaker from Reaching Within an Empowerment Journey. Welcome. I want to share with you about my 30-day journal to overcoming personal challenge to achieve professional success. It is a uniquely crafted 30-day interactive journal where I share my story of how I overcame traumatic events and climbed the corporate ranks from clerk typist to executive. This journal provides inspirational quotes, blank pages, and prompts that will empower you to reflect and set goals to achieve personal and professional success. These coaching prompts will help you reach within to balance your life through maintaining a positive attitude and mindset, enhancing self-awareness, managing stress, and handling disappointment. Reach within to regain your power to live your life victoriously and successfully. You can find my book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can order it directly from my site at reachingwithinempowerment.com. Welcome back to the Empowerment Journey Podcast. Again, this is your host, Dr. Jennifer Jones Bryant, and I have the amazing, amazing contributing authors who are here being authentic. If you heard during the first piece of the segment, they talked about being a single mom. They talked about being a nurse. They talked about COVID-19. They talked about various things that are going on or finding who they are as a person. And also, as I always like to say, reaching within and finding their strength. So what I want to do now is go around and ask each of the authors, because like for me, I've written several books, been a part of several anthologies, and I learned something about myself each time I write the chapter. So I'm going to turn to Sheila Gibson. If you can share with us about what did you learn about yourself while writing your chapter?
Okay. So, yeah. So what I learned was the inspiration of, you know, being able to be grateful and having gratitude and knowing that I could rise to the next moment, having the ability to keep trying. I chose to walk in wisdom and liberty and truth. And being a woman of virtue is an overcomer. And when all the obstacles are stacked against you, that you still can complete your journey, having faith, knowing that you have won the ultimate reward of your obedience and waiting, and knowing that God has come through. Stand on your path, pressing forward to the voice of the Lord. Come closer. I'm just a moment away. Just to know that we have God to continuously hold our hand and pull us through the journey, this journey of life, and becoming an overcomer, to know that we're going to get to our next destiny and that he's got another destiny for us to continue to go on this pathway of life.
All right. You speak in my language, Sheila, because, you know, my podcast is all about overcoming personal challenges to achieve professional success. And that's the mission of Reaching Within in terms of helping corporate women to excel to that next level. And that may involve overcoming. So thank you, Sheila, for sharing that. What about you, Kenyatta? What can you share?
Lessons that I learned through this, writing this chapter, that your struggles can be your stepping stone, right? So although the struggles may seem like it's the worst thing that happened to you at the exact worst time in your life that it could possibly happen, we learn that in all things, God works in the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. So everything that I went through, I realized that every step I took, whether it was either backwards or whether it was forwards, that it was leading me into my purpose. And I'll say one other big piece that I learned is about comfort zones. And I know that if I was not pushed out of my comfort zone, then I may still be right there in that place today and not being able to reach my destiny.
Oh, I love it, Kenyon. It's one of those things like I know when I'm about, God is about to propel me to that next level, because I get real uncomfortable. I mean, I like to do it. I get really uncomfortable. And then I have to tell myself, do it scared. Do it while scared, right?
Yes.
You got to push through, and you got to know that you got resources that are there for you. You got your tribe, and you're equipped. You know what I mean? You got what it takes. God planted that in you and equipped you to take you to that next level. So thank you. You know, you pushing to that purpose, and you're going to help others through your chapter to push them to their purpose. So thank you, Kenyatta.
You're so welcome. Yes.
Charlene, I know you had a lot going on in your chapter.
Yes, I have. And being in healthcare, it is so important. So with my chapter and the lessons that I learned is being a pediatric nurse and allowing myself to share with the community about death and with kids is so important. So within my chapter, I wanted to explain to adults the age range and how kids perceive the word death, or what does it mean when we're talking with our kids and communicating with them. I want parents to have a clear picture of understanding as well as being able to understand that with their kids. So the groups that I started with was from birth to 1 year, and I went all the way up to 12 years and old, especially with adolescents. Because during this COVID season and being in Baltimore, Maryland, kids have experienced a lot of death. And the background around death is some adults really don't understand about death. So I really wanted to give parents a way that they can communicate with their kids on their level by age groups about death and how important that is for our kids to understand how they should be communicating. And the overall picture is that people of color really want people to know that Black lives matter. And with me working in healthcare, I am so diverse. All lives really do matter in the year of 2020. This is something new for all of us. And I want all of us to excel and know that women of virtual walking in excellence have been a very diverse group, and we give out excellent information to our community as well.
Thank you, Charlene. Thank you. That is much needed right now. And I, in fact, talking to someone, because one of my close girlfriends called me yesterday, and we were chatting today, and it's with COVID happening and people getting sick and death is happening all around us in general, it's hard as an adult to try to understand it. So, you know, trying to explain it to children and putting it in terms that they can understand can be quite challenging. So that resource of information is definitely needed. So thank you. And thank you again for being on the front line. I appreciate all that you're doing for us.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Michelle, what can you share?
In my lesson in writing with this, it just showed me to be mindful that, you know, God's grace is sufficient. So even though we go through our challenges on day-to-day, you know, circumstances have changed. Again, as you said, I have lost people through this COVID. I've lost an aunt, and, you know, it was very discouraging. But even through that, we got to still look at there's something in it that God wants us to do. So keep holding our arms up, keep lifting our arms up to where our help is going to come from. And just always know that even though we might not see the errand, we always got to look at in the spiritual realm that God is always our errand of holding our arms and outstretched.
Yeah, when you said that, Michelle, I immediately thought about, I have a visual because I'm one of those persons who assign pictures to words all the time. And so I am visualizing you with your arms like held, stretched out wide, you know, and receiving all that God has for you so you can pour and invest into others. And I thank you for all that you do in the community. And thank you very much.
You're so very welcome.
So it's interesting that each of you took a different perspective in terms of how you wrote your chapter, and I'll share a little bit about my chapter. So my chapter is called Cultivate Your Strength and Ignite Abundance Amid Uncertainty. And so what I focused on, because last year I focused on sharing my story. But this year, I felt I was compelled to say, hey, a woman has abundant mindset waves that they have to ride all the time. And so now is the time to focus on our strengths and look for opportunities to improve and turn negative situations and inconveniences into fuel to win. And my chapter focused on looking at your blessings and never giving up. And I walked the reader through ways to cultivate your strength and how you can press on in the face of setbacks. So my focus was on winning. Winning through setbacks and still igniting your fire to grasp on abundance amid the uncertainty. So I'm telling y'all, listening audience, you're going to have to go grab this book. Now, you only heard from several, but not all. This book, Women of Virtue, Walking in Excellence, Inspirational Stories of Character, Wisdom, Courage, and Strength, Volume 2, will be released on November the 21st, 2020, and the anthology will be available on Amazon in print and Kindle version. Also know that each of the authors will be circulating on their social media page as well as most likely on their website so you can grab this book. So what I'd like to do now is go around to each one of you as we're closing out the show to tell the listening audience how can they find you. List your social media handle, call out your website or some way or email that they can reach you. So, Sheila, I'm going to start off with you.
So my email address is sgibsoncornett@aol.com. I'm on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Also, I'm Sheila Gibson, number6@gmail.com. And you can also find me under samsconsulting@gmail.com. Thank you.
Thank you, Sheila. Kenyatta.
My social media, it can all be found under Kenyatta Powers or Kenyatta G Powers. Being as recently married, couple may have changed to Rucker, but Kenyatta Powers Rucker hyphenated last name. My email address is kenyatta.powers2@gmail.com.
Thank you, Charlene.
Yes, my social media is Charlene Harada Womana, and that's on Facebook. And the spelling of the last name is H-A-R-R-O-D as in David, -O-W-U-A-M-A-N-A. And for IG, you can reach me on A Womana Enterprise. That is OWUAMANA_Enterprise without an S. And you can also reach me on Instagram on the.nurseslounge radio show that's aired on Saturdays on She's the Boss Radio Network. Thank you.
Awesome. Michelle?
You can reach me on all social media handles at Michelle Bolden Hammond. And on my Instagram, you can also reach me through Upfront Mind Body. And my email is upfrontm, as in Mike, B as in boy, S as in Sam, @gmail.com. And you can also follow my website at www.upfrontmindbodyandsoul.com.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, listening audiences. Thank you, amazing contributing authors. This is your girl, Dr. Jennifer Jones Bryant. You can find me on all social media platforms as Dr. Jennifer Jones Bryant or my company at Reaching Within. My website is www.reachingwithinempowerment.com. Until the next time, enjoy, stay safe, and be blessed.